Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, rather, and welcome to the Coco Express Show for January 20th, 2014. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and we are definitely live. Today is a really important day. It is a day of service. Even though we know Dr. King's birthday was last week, we've been given this Monday to serve others. And what you do with this day really depends on you. Today, I did spend some time with some amazing women, and what we did was we made blankets, fleece blankets for foster children in foster care. It was it's an amazing organization called Fleece for Keeps, and it was just something that I really felt was such an amazing thing to do for children who are sometimes neglected and overlooked. And it was just an amazing opportunity, and I want to give shouts out to all my girls who were hanging out today and doing what we needed to do to get this done. I thank you all for inviting me to participate in this opportunity, and please keep me posted when more come up. Thank you so much. Now, today we have a gentleman who also is giving back to the community in a way that's completely different than many of us understand. When you look at yourself, you look at your health, you look at your life, you look at the way that you go about things, and you ask yourself, today, where am I going to be tomorrow? And sometimes you have an answer and sometimes you don't. And sometimes you have a vision that is so focused on creating a life for yourself, not just for today, but going forward up until you're away in your 60s and 70s. Well, I have to tell you, this particular individual, his name is Gino Sylvain, and he is amazing. He is an innovator. He's a fitness guru. He's a health and nutrition expert, and he has created something that not only helps you to be who you want to be today, but it also helps you down the road tomorrow. And doing something like this, a lot of people often don't realize that you have to be an example, a shining example of what you put out. And he is an excellent example of his dedication to living life well. He has an amazing, amazing physique for his age. And I have to tell you, I want to know how he got it. I want to know more about him, and I hope you do too, because we all need to understand that it's a mindset that allows us to be so determined and focused to maintain our goals and keep our visions. Just like Dr. King had a dream, he had a dream too, and he's living out his dream and making it happen, and he's with us now to show us how he did it. Hello.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so glad you can join us today, because this, for me, is something that I'm passionate about.
Excellent.
And, yes. And I understand how important it is that we have to look at our lives, not just as where we are today, but where we want to be tomorrow. And you are a shining example of how to make that happen. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we can go into what you've become and how you've become that person.
Excellent. Well, my name is Gino Sylvain. I'm French, Haitian. My name originally was Jean Lucien Sylvain. The name Gino came about from kindergarten. Ever since, I've been a very curious kid, to the point where I always wanted to know what was going on. So every time a question would be ask, I wanted to know the answer and why, and every single time the teacher would give me the answer, I'd be like, oh, so my name became Gene O. So that's how the whole name Gene O came about. Okay, so I own that name, my AKA license and everything else. So the most important thing about my life is health, okay? I've never had a beer in my life. Drugs, all that is put aside. It's all about being healthy. Most people think eating healthy is the only thing, but living the life of healthy is sleep, eat, drink water, and respect yourself. Not having fun is not part of not having fun. People say, oh, you know, I'm not going to the party because that's not healthy. I've been to every party, and I still did not drink, did not do anything crazy, enjoyed my dancing because that's a great exercise, great cardio. But the most important thing that I would like to share with my life is the fact that life is so easy, but if we make it so much harder on ourselves because we feel that, hey, let's not do this, let's not do that, enjoy life, eat well, live your life, exercise, live for today, healthy, because by the time you hit 50, 60, now you want to take care of yourself, it's a little too late. And that's the problem we've had for years because our parents did not know much about health, and that's why my most goal is a dream that I have, like Martin Luther King, is to decrease obesity, especially in our children. Our youth is totally overboard because of the parents unknown, knowing what to do, how to help.
Okay, and that's really interesting to say that, you know, we have a generation of a generational obesity mindset, so to speak. Yeah. And, you know, how, I mean, well, we know how. We know that the collard greens with the fat back in it and the sugar that we put in the food and all those other things are contributors. How do we gear ourselves from that kind of mindset, and what are things we can do to try to stay away?
Yes. The only tip that I can give is plain, you know, fish is one of the best protein for your body. If you're a vegetarian, I can understand that. You can use tofu. You can use the beans to give yourself the protein. And carbs, there's nothing wrong with carbs. Just try to stop them before 1 o'clock. If you're an early bird from 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, try to stop your carbs at 1. If you're a late bloomer, usually I would recommend 5 hours once you wake up to have your carbs, no later than that. The reason why carbs would turn into sugar and sugar would turn into fat if you don't utilize it. So if you utilize it by the time from morning to 1 o'clock, by the time you go to sleep at night, it'll turn into energy instead of fat.
Oh, okay. That's good to know also. Wow. Now, you started on this health regimen at what age?
Well, my whole entire life, my mother was a nurse and my father was, and he's an athlete himself as a high cliff jumper. So we were raised eating proper from day one. So with pizza and candy, we were not allowed. Even Halloween, I was not allowed to go trick-or-treating because that's considered a bad thing for us in our family.
Okay, that must not have been a lot of fun.
See, I disagree with that. The only way for most people to say what's good and what's bad, if you had the taste of it, if you never really had it, can't really go back and say, hey, you know, it's not fun. I've enjoyed my life. I'm 52 now, and I'm running around, you know, with the 22-year-old guys playing ball as though I'm still in my 20s. All the feeling within your heart upon how you feel with yourself. If you feel you're old, then you're old.
Okay, so not only is it about eating right, it's also a mindset on top of exercise. So those are key components to maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
That's right. And my best slogan is to be patient or else you'll be a patient. Most people are in a rush. Most of my clients will come in, well, when can I get in shape? I say, well, how long did it take for you to get out of shape? Well, you're counting on the way up, so don't count on the way down. Have a little bit of patience. Follow the rules, drink your water, just to make sure that most people need to understand 85% of a great body is what you eat. 10% is sleep. Only 5% is the health club. So don't think working out 3-4 hours a day is going to get you there. Mostly focus on your diet and drinking at least a gallon of water per day. Our body is used, 60% of our body utilize water, tears, the lubrication of your eyes, nose, all your senses. So it's important to keep your skin nice and moist. It keeps you young.
Right. Okay. Now, how, okay, you have other interests as well. And
yeah.
Health and fitness is not your only one. You even went into the clothing design field. And how did that come about and what made you go in that direction as well?
Sure. Originally, my goal was to be a designer, and I got distracted by the fitness, and I loved it so much, but it fell in place for myself only because I wanted to gain some weight. I was 6 feet tall, 145 pounds, a rail, and I wanted to love myself naked. That's why one of my slogans is to love yourself naked. People only love you if you love yourself. So I got into clothing because I felt it was a great thing to be different from everyone else. I was never the type of person to follow the trend. So I had fun with it at first. I still have all my designs. It became in place for me only because the physique that I have, a 29-30 waist and shoulders of 52, there's no way you can just pick something off the rack for it to fit. So I had to get everything custom made. So all my clothing and for my clients are available for those that are hard for you to fit.
Okay, that's interesting. That is really interesting because most people who are in really good shape usually have to get their clothes tailored just to fit the cut of the body as opposed to off the rack. And that's an excellent way to capitalize on being healthy and fit. You're an innovator. So
innovators, I try to keep it. I call my business a tree. Every tree has a branch. Every branch will give you flowers. So I try to keep it in the same category, fitness to the clothing and then now my apparatus and so on and so on. So it's all put together in one circle.
Okay. You also did bodybuilding.
Yes.
And how did you get into bodybuilding and what made you so unique? I mean, there's something that you have that not a lot of people are able to accomplish, and that's called an 8-pack. So
yes.
Tell us about how you're able to develop that.
Yes. Well, I came out with this apparatus originally for myself. It was my secret. So every time I would compete, I would stand out because most people were well known for six-pack abs. So I wanted to have something totally different. So my apparatus works that lower abs. So regardless if you want to use it for to the next level from 6 to 8 or just to give you a nice flat stomach, my apparatus was designed for me only because it was extremely difficult, we all can understand, to work your lower abs. The only way for it to really be 100% suspension is by holding yourself as though you're doing pull-ups and raise your knee into your chest and extend them back down. And most of us, including myself, was not able to do as much as I would like to. So my apparatus, you're able to lay on the floor, put this apparatus between your ankles and bring your knee into you as many as you can. I managed to move that up to 2,500 every single day. So that gave me my lower area that's called the lower abs. So I managed to maneuver 2 additional abs, close to 10 now, only because of this apparatus. So now I'm releasing my secret only because I'm no longer competing.
Okay. So you're letting us in on your secret now that you're out of the game, so to speak.
That's right.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, why is it so difficult for us to be able to get rid of that lower section? What is the degree of difficulty in removing fat from the lower abdomen?
Yes, okay. Thank you for asking that question. The most important thing for us to really understand is our intestines. The short intestine is 6 feet long, just in case most people did not know that, and the long intestine is 25 feet long. Just think of it the size of a Frankfurter. Okay, when you eat bad and the alcohol and the bad things that you do, it increases the girth to more of a sausage than of a regular hot dog. So that's why you'll see some of the guys will have a protruding belly, but it's not fat. That's because the intestines has enlarged. And so that's the reason why you need to eat clean for it to diminish again to get you that flat stomach. Now, the lower ab area is where most of the fat is stored. So if you eat correctly and work with this apparatus, it will pull everything down. If you want to have a vision of it, just think of a water bottle. If you poke it from the bottom, all the water will come out. So I've only used my abster to work my complete abs because once you have the lower, automatically the upper will come.
Okay, that's really interesting and nice to know because for women, I mean, the lower abdomen is one of the most difficult areas for us to be able to lose that fat because, as you know, in addition to us just being women, we also, you know, carry children, and that takes our muscles to a whole different level.
That's right. And
yes.
To give you a little tip on that, under my supervision, I must have about 11 different women that had their pregnancy through my supervision, and every single one of them gained 28 pounds, 9-pound babies, and back to shape within 2 to 3 weeks.
That's sick. Wow. Wow. I wish I would have knew you back then when I was carrying my daughter. But
well, I'll be there for the next one.
I don't think so.
Just had to throw it out there just in case.
Well, thank you.
Well, there's other women that's planning on having babies. Well,
yes.
You definitely can catch me at theafter.com.
Yes, yes, indeed. So you also have a gym, and this is not your first gym. When did you start, when did you open your first gym, and where were each located, and where are you now?
Yes, my first gym was back in 1983, believe it or not. And it was called Diamonds Gym, where the second one was called Top Biz Gym, also out in Flushing, New York, Queens. And then the third one was a women's gym completely out in Whitestone. And then the fourth one was Platinum Fitness on Regal Park on Queens Boulevard. And then I opened a chain called Genetics on Queens Boulevard on 67th. And now my location is on Austin Street with the shopping area, 70-15 Austin Street. It's a one-on-one personal training that most people like only because they hate all the crowd waiting online. They come in, and what people love about my place is they never have to think. They come in, the nutrition guidance is made up for every individual, and it makes it nice and easy for you to follow. And the routine, every time you come in, I'll take care of that. Every time you come in, you never have to think. You go home, follow the diet, and we'll get you in shape.
Okay, great. That's interesting. Now, let's get to the dynamics of the Abster. Now, you created, designed, and patented your apparatus. What is it made of, and how did you come up with this particular kind of concept, and how exactly is it used, and you know, how do you use it?
Okay. Well, originally when it first started, I used to just use a rope, tie it to my feet, attach it to any type of selectorized machine, like a seated row machine, and pull my knee in. Very uncomfortable, very dangerous, you know, so I didn't want to share that with anyone. And then finally, then I put weight between my feet, and I kept on falling. Then I used a PVC put together to make this apparatus to give it to my pattern maker. And then they put it together for me originally by metal. It was made with metal, and that's how I used to use it. And now I made it portable, so it's called Geno in the Box, because most of my clients always had a complaint, always had an excuse when they would go on vacation and saying that they couldn't find a gym. So now what I did, I designed this apparatus called the Abster, and it's called Geno in the Box. So whenever you're away, you have me with you at all times.
Okay, so it's a tension cord, so to speak, that pulls you back.
Well, it varies. For the beginners, it comes in three different tension cables, the yellow for beginners, green for intermediate, and red for an advanced. And we do have a black and blue if you want to take it to the next level. But at the same time, for people that have been training for quite some time, they can actually take it to the gym and utilize the selectorized machine to make it more intense. So you can take it to every level that you can.
Okay. I get that. Now, does it hook onto anything? Do you have to put it to keep it stable? How does that?
Okay. Well, the way I design it is nice and simple. All you need is a door. For every part of the door is a different exercise. So from the bottom of the door, you can do all your ab workout. If you stand, you can do a back workout with it as well. The tension cable is attached to in between the gap of the door, not the handle. You know, the frame of the door, you open it, you stick in this piece that I designed. It locks behind the door once the door is jammed locked. It would not slip, and you're able to continue praying every exercise that you can, and strictly biceps, triceps, back, shoulders, and especially the abs. That's why it's called the Abster. Originally, it was designed for only the abs. But now you're able to do 12 different exercises with it.
Okay, that's interesting. Now, I went on the website and I saw the different pictures of the before and afters of many of your select people who use the Appster. My question is, are there risk of strain if you don't do it properly?
Well, it's so simple. There's no really a wrong and a right way to do it, and that's why you have the intermediate beginners in advance. If you want to start nice and low, you use the yellow, where some of us, believe it or not, even though they're beginners, they'd be a lot stronger than they think. So if it feels easier, you can add the green. If it feels still easier, you can add the green and the yellow. And if it gets easier, you can add the red separately. But once that gets easier, you can add all three bands together to give you more attention to the next level.
Okay, so it's the resistance that makes the acid more powerful, so to speak.
Correct. And I just finished recently weight stack that you can actually screw into it that you wouldn't have to use a tension cable.
Oh, that's interesting. Wow. So, because I'm visualizing all this, that's really interesting. And you also have snacks as well, correct?
Well, I wouldn't call it snacks. People call it a snack because it's what it looks like. Originally, I tried to fix all the negative things that people think that they find excuses. In other words, breakfast, oh, I don't have time, and I don't know what to eat, and so on and so on. So what I did was I took oatmeal, peanut butter, and white chocolate. I mixed them all together and made this cookie. It's called a replacement, a breakfast replacement cookie, and it holds you for 2 hours. So it may look like a cookie, but don't taste like a cookie. It tastes better than a cookie and is a meal. Okay?
Oh,
so you can get on the train and eat it while you're driving. You can have your breakfast. And that's the most important part of the day. That's your breakfast meal.
Okay. So that particular cookie, your breakfast meal or meal replacement.
Right.
It can be, let's just say, some people eat like 6 times a day. Could that be
right.
One of those meals, or is that too large of a?
No. You could utilize it as a different meal, but originally it was designed for breakfast. Okay, if you're looking, or if you're in a rush, you don't have time. There's a big meeting, you don't have time to eat, so you can have another because it's still considered a meal because it has a full balance carbs and protein. So you can utilize it as a different meal, but not at night because it has carbs.
Okay. Now, what is your recommendation? When is the cutoff for eating? I try to cut it off at 7 o'clock in the evening, knowing that maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm going to go to bed. But what would you recommend the cutoff for all munching, snacking, and eating?
Right. Okay, that's a great question. In my book, okay, I've created my own nutrition book, I disagree with a time frame that you should not eat. I believe you can eat as much as you want, okay, as late as you want, but we have a list of food that you can eat that you cannot eat afterwards. Okay, after 1 o'clock, no more carbs. If you want to have fish, chicken, turkey, salad, you know, all that, you can have at any time. I've had most of my clients, believe it or not, especially women, would eat 8 to 10 meals per day. In the beginning, it was difficult. But once the metabolism speeds up, your body will get hungry. And if you starve yourself, you say, oh, I'm going to stop at 7, and you're starving, in most cases, that's what forces you to cheat at night. Then you find that chocolate. Then you'll find something with. You know what I'm talking about.
That's why I'm laughing. Yes.
Okay. So you want to stay away from cheating. If you keep yourself pretty much full with great food, you wouldn't crave. Just like pregnancy, most of my clients, you know, love me because pregnancy, when you crave, it just all it means that the baby is lacking certain vitamins. So if you're craving, you know, milk, ice cream, whatever, just pop in the vitamin D and that will take care of it versus eating a pint of ice cream that would only put fat on you. Once you put the vitamin in, the baby is happy, the craving stops.
Okay. We also were talking before the show about vitamins and supplements. It was something that you talked about, and which I found very interesting. A lot of people probably don't know this. So share your insights on vitamins and supplements.
Well, my vision is to most people understand if you go purchase a pair of sneakers, you don't buy the largest size, so you'll buy your size. And vitamins, the same exact thing. Just because the shelf has 10, 50, 100, 500, 1,000 milligrams does not mean you have to purchase the largest one. It's best for you to get a test, either a urine test or a blood test, to find out exactly what you're, you know, needing if you need, you know, the vitamin C, maybe you don't need vitamin C. So you shouldn't have to take it, because if you do take something that you don't need, the body will just reject it. Don't think because you put more, you're going to get what you need. You're only going to get what you need if you put what you need.
Okay. So when people, let's say there are some people that I know who take like a whole bunch of vitamins and supplements, if mm-hmm. their body is not in depleting any of those particular things, it's just going to wash out, correct?
It's just going to reach out completely. It's not going to come out.
Oh, no. It wouldn't have an adverse effect, would it?
No. You'll just see your urine a lot darker. You're just mm-hmm. wasting it. That's all. Just wasting your money down the drain.
Oh, okay. Because vitamins are usually water-soluble, and when you pee, they go away.
Exactly. But they are saying nowadays that eventually you'll end up paying for additional vitamins that your body does not need, can put pressure on your kidneys and liver. So I recommend it's best for you to take a test before you, try anything.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a great deal of sense. And it also saves you a lot of money because vitamins and supplements are not cheap at all.
Exactly.
At all. Now, if people wanted to get in contact with you, how would they be able to do this?
Well, you can either go to my website. I have my mm-hmm. location out in Queens, 70-15 Austin Street. That's Falls Hills, New York, 11375. The phone number there is 718-793-0088. I'll repeat that, 718-793-0088. Or the website, Genetics, GENETICS, BY, Geno, my name, GENO.com. Or the apparatus is the Appster, T as in Tom, H as in Harry, E as in Elephant, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, S as in Sally, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, R as in Robert. TheAppster.com is the great place to be if you want to see my clothing, my candy bars, my breakfast replacements, the Appster, and my videos.
Oh, great. Now, we had initially we talked about leaving the line open for people to call in and see if they can get the Appster. However, I've been posting it out and everything, and nobody's biting. But that's fine because it's an amazing piece of apparatus, and I'm into health and fitness, and I like to try, new and different things. And just the concept of it makes a lot of sense to me because I've done the tension bands.
Right.
Yeah, I use those, and they work,
mm-hmm.
So I understand the whole concept of the Appster and how, because that lower abdomen is, like I said, it is like trying to crack a nut with a rubber.
Exactly.
Rubber hammer. Yeah, a sponge or a rubber hammer. You just can't. You need that additional stuff. Now, what information or what advice would you give to people out there who have vision, who have dreams and desires to do something? What would you tell them?
Towards
whatever goal it is, be it health and fitness or starting a business or even creating something like the Appster, what would you say to them?
Okay. Well, I believe most important thing in life is follow your dream, just like Martin Luther King, myself, and everyone else that became successful. If you listen to the negatives, your friends, it will never happen, whatever else you're going to hear, focus just like a horse, put your blinders on and go forward. And trust me, it's taken me 12 years to work on my Appster, and it was difficult hearing the negative things. This would never happen. I'm not worried, okay? And finally, it finally became successful because I put in my all. Never give up. Never think of anything else but what you desire and dream. And if you think of it long enough, 100%, it would definitely come true.
That is excellent. Now, the other thing that I'm going to ask you is, how do you maintain the healthy body that you have at your age? Because there are a lot of men your age who can't touch the way that you look. How do you maintain that? And, going forward to the future, how would a man who is not in that kind of shape get into that kind of shape and maintain that until, I guess, he's no longer on the planet? How?
Right. Okay. Well, what I like to do is most of my clients that will come in between, believe it or not, some of them in their 30s, and they cannot reach to the point where I'm at because they destroy themselves for so many years prior from the age of 20 to 30. So what I try to educate them to understand proper eating, you know, I've converted guys from smoking to non-smokers, from drinkers not drinking, and to love themselves. And my slogan is to love yourself naked. I says, if you want your wife to love you, you have to love you first. Don't think because, oh, I'm already married, it doesn't matter. Women feel the same way. I'm already married. I've had kids. It's never too late. One of my oldest client right now, 68 years old, she came in with a cane, and now she's power walking. She's lifting 400 pounds in a leg press. There's no limit. So if you feel that you're old and you have problems, then I can't help you. But if you believe that anything is possible in life, I can help you in any way you want, from all types of ages, height, weight, I can handle it. I've had a young kid that was 106 pounds. He was so skinny that his rib punctured his lungs. Okay,
ooh.
And the doctor recommended him to come to me, and we put weight on him. He's now 160 and healthy.
That is amazing. That is truly amazing. So you're a testament to the lifestyle that you live and what you believe, and that is something that we also, some people walk the walk, or talk the talk and don't walk the walk, or vice versa. And you
Correct.
Do both. And that's, like, really important for us to see and understand. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for being on the show and, you know, just letting us get an understanding of what it's like to be an innovator, a designer, a creator, a very focused and determined visionary. And it's just amazing, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity.
Thank you. I love being a Renaissance man. I love being an entrepreneur, and I believe that you have it within yourself as well. And that's why you have your own radio show.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you. Now, you're more than welcome to come back anytime to talk about health, nutrition, fitness, whatever it is that you would like to talk about, because it's something that we discuss on the show on a regular basis. So you're more than welcome to come back when you're ready.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. So you have a good evening, and we will talk soon. And also, I want to take this opportunity to thank Mary Moore for this amazing opportunity and introduction.
Yeah, she's the best. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So have a
Great
good night.
Night
and be well. So everyone, that was the amazing Gino Sylvain. I have to say to you that we all have a vision. We all have an idea of what we want to do and how we want things to be for ourselves. And it takes a lot of determination, strong will, and as he said, not listening to the naysayers, and just being determined and focused to live your life the way that you believe you should live it, the way you see fit. And in the process, if you're able to help others do the same, you are being a blessing to each and every individual lives that you touch. So just keep that in mind. Like I always say, live your dreams, because that is the only way you're going to find true and ultimate happiness. Now, please join us on Wednesday when we'll be back and we'll have Gerald Austin from the Manhattans. So until then, be well and check out his website. I'm telling you, the man is something awesome. And I will talk to you then. Have an amazing evening.
Amen.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.